Hudson Nemhard wipes off his brow, a little sweat on it as he throws it down in. Kirk Smith posting up, double team, goes up for the shot, high off the glass, no good. Rebound Spoya, outlet to Lake, here come the Grizzlies. Lake down to Kempford, he goes up, he lays it in, and he scores. He's fouled in the process. And the Grizzlies take the lead. Pretty good fast break on the run. Lake finding Kempford streaking on down, and Kempford with a chance for the three-point play.
That's the second
person. Looks like this officiating crew is going to let them play, at least on the Weber State offensive end.
Yeah, they're going to let them bang a little bit, and that's why when you go up strong, you've got to get some contact, because Jimmy DeGraffenreid's been inside the three secondary three times and got the ball knocked away. He's got to get fouled going to that basket.
Grizzlies make a substitution. The freshman J.R. Camel is in there, 6'2", 180 out of Missoula. Kempfert's free throw is good. He has 9 points. Nemhard with nine. Kempfert with nine. Timeout on the floor. 14 minutes, 20 seconds to go. First half. Weber State 11 on 1430 KLO.
Van Camp and Sons Carpet and Furniture has been in business since before 1927 because they offer quality furniture at a fair price. Their reputation precedes them. In fact, there's a good chance your parents and grandparents depended on Van Camp and Sons for their quality furniture. While other furniture stores have come and gone, Van Campen & Sons continue on with such features as the Charles Custom Gallery. Delivery is guaranteed in 30 days. Van Campen & Sons Carpet and Furniture, 3700 Riverdale Road.
Gary Kilpak, front-end manager of U&I Thriftway in Roy.
People should be able to find the brands they came for. Nobody should be forced to buy a store brand. If you want a can of Purina cat food or a half gallon of Far ice cream or a dozen Roger 8s, I want to make sure we've got it, at a low price, too.
And right now, an 18-pack of those Rogers large grade AA eggs, only 99 cents for a dozen and a half of them, but only at U&I Thriftway, the Thriftway on the highway in North Roy.
The Big Sky Tournament is on the air. AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Along with Dutch Belknap, Kurt Wilson back at the D Event Center, a 9-2 Montana Grizzlies run. They lead at 14-11 over Weber State. And Dutch, in the pregame show with the Coach Ebeglin, he mentioned how they stopped Matt Kempfert up in Missoula was to front him, and they used the zone to do that. Now they're playing in the man-to-man, and Kempfert has gone off for 9 points already. Do you switch your defense back to the zone?
No, I think you've got to. I still think when he's in that low post, I still think you've got to front him. I think you've got to front him and make him go over the top and get some weak side help, because he's big and he's a good shooter. And he turns around, he's going to either get the shot. I think you got to try that anyway. Try and keep the ball away from him, because he's too tough when he gets it inside.
Grizzlies 6 out of 10 from the field. Wildcats 5 out of 10. 14-11, Montana leading it. We're going to put a half-court trap on the Wildcats. They get it across to DeGraffenreid. He gets double-teamed. Back up to Lentford. Lentford way out to DeGraffenreid, left corner. Cross-court Nemhard. Takes it in, penetrates, dishes underneath to Kirk Smith. Off-balance jumper, no good. Falls down in the process. Rebound Montana, stolen by Nemhard. Nemhard backs it out and circles back out to the top of the key. Three-point lead for the Grizzlies of Montana. Coach Ron Ebeglin is talking, I think, to somebody who wants to listen, trying to figure out how come he's not getting any calls underneath. Here's Lofton. Down low to Kirk Smith again. Double team. Smith now dribbles back out, hands it to Lofton around the perimeter. Nemhard with 10 on the shot clock, out in three-point territory. Clock down to 8, down to 7. Nemhard going to penetrate left baseline. He goes in. He puts up a leaner. It's an air ball. Samuelson rebound. And Nemhard might be hurt, shaking his hand as he comes back down court on defense. Belknap penetrates. Gets too far under. Scoops it under. No good. Lent for the rebound. Outlet wing left Nemhard. 3-on-2 break. Nemhard, middle of the court. Down the lane. Scoops it up. He'll score. There's a foul. No basket. The foul before the shot, and it'll go against Spoya, his first. Spoya with number one, and that is the first foul against the Montana Grizzlies. Here comes a sub from the Grizzly bench. Kirk Walker, the sophomore of Darby, Montana, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, replacing Shane Belknap. And the Wildcats will inbound from underneath. Lentford, wing left to Nemhard, to the free throw line to Graffenreid. Down low and a bounce to Lentford. Goes in, missed the shot at the line. Had a good look and a chance for a three-point play.
Good luck, just pushed it off a little bit too hard.
Nate Coville picks up his first personal second team foul against the Montana Grizzlies. It's 14-11 Montana, 13:07 to play before the first half. And here comes Kempfert back in. Looks like he's limping a little bit. Kempfert with 9 points.
He's got a bad back, and he's really had some muscle spasms in his back. And I think if he sets out, it's going to tighten up on him a little bit. Maybe that's why Blaine put him back in.
Lenfer at the line. Free throw up and no good. 54% free throw shooter.
Yeah, he's out here working today, and he's hitting 9 out of 10. And coach says you're shooting it too hard. You're shooting it to the back of the rim. You got to shoot it to the front of the rim. Lay it up nice and soft.
Second one is good and soft. Rattles on in. Lenfer with 1 point. And it's 14-12. Wildcats with a full court press. Foya ahead to Camel. He's a good one-on-one performer. Camel to the bucket. No good. And on the rebound, it's volleyballed up and almost saved in by Nembhard, but it goes off Reuben Lapp. The Grizzlies ball. They are really hitting the board. Samuelson was in there. Spoya was in there. And they tipped it off Nembhard. Walker, trigger man for the Grizzlies underneath his own bucket. Looking inside first, still looking, and now he bounces it into the corner to Camel. Lofton guarding him. Camel to the lane, goes up, off balance, partially blocked by Lofton. Spoya rebounds, goes up, and he's fouled. Now the same thing that's happening on the Weber State end, they're calling the Wildcats for the fouls on their end.
Kennedy's got to be more consistent. He's calling tickies, and they're getting hammered on this other end, and he's making all the calls under there. He's going to be the lead official. Just be consistent, and don't let them hammer you and then be ticky on the other end, and that's what's happening right now.
Same thing that happened in the first game they played here. A lot of fouls against Weber State as Spoya hits the first of two. He has 4 points in the game. They went to the line 39 times that night. Second free throw was good. 5 for Spoil. It's a 4-point Montana lead, 16-12. 12 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first half. Here's that half-court trap. Lenfer helps it across to Lofton to Nembhard. J.R. Camel and Walker come up to double-team Nembhard. They hurry it across to Lofton. They're not attacking it. They're just playing catch out front right now. Nembhard, double team, knocked away by Camel. Reuben picks it up, and then a reach in against Walker. Kirk Walker with his first and the third Montana team foul. Dutch, with a half-court trap, what do you need to do to break?
Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to get the ball to the middle on the top of the key, because it's kind of like a two-on-three. And then that guy has to pivot and look down, because you got two guys down on the low base. And you just got to get the ball to the middle and attack it from the middle.
The Graffinry caught in the corner and throws it off the foot of Samuelson out of bounds. Wildcats will have 27 seconds on the shot clock. And again, nobody's coming to the ball to help out. They got it caught in the corner. That's no man's land. Lenfer inbounds way up top to Nembhard. 12-18 to go in the half. 16-12 Montana. Lofton fakes left, goes right, jumps it up from 15. Good. Lewis Lofton with 4 points, 16-14. The Grizzlies lead by two.
Just need a couple stops right now. We can't exchange baskets with them. We got to do it defensively also.
Man-to-man defense for the Wildcats, who started in a 2-3 zone and have been in the man-to-man for a couple of minutes. Camel to Kempfert, high post, back to Camel. Fakes the three, travel got away with it. Into the lane, leaning shot, no good. Rebound Lofton, outlet Nembhard. They got numbers, 2-on-1. Now way to the hole. Walker's there, but Nembhard puts it up and Walker fouls him. Walker was the only man back. Nembhard wasn't going to give it up. He was going to take it to the rack, and Walker picks up his second personal foul. And that'll be team foul, number four, against the Montana Grizzlies. Here comes Jeremy Lake back into the ballgame, and we see Brandon Dade for the first time, 6'3", 175-pound sophomore from Los Angeles. And Nembhard for two at the line. Wildcats are 1 out of 2 at the free throw line as a team in this game. Nembhard with 9 points, looking for double digits. No, not on this one. A little hard off the back iron. Andy Smith in the game for the Wildcats. 6'8", 245-pound junior from West Valley City in Utah. Kirk Smith will take a seat. Smith hasn't scored in this game, and I thought that he would be a big factor.
They've got to figure a way to get the ball down to him somewhere on the block, because he's too quick for those guys.
Nembhard hits the second. He has 10. We've got a timeout. 11:43 to go, first half. Montana 16, Weber State 15. On 1430 KLO.
When you choose IHC health plans, you're choosing some of the best medical care available in the country. McKay D Hospital and its clinics. Take success rates in open heart surgery at the Heart Institute at McKay D. They're among the country's best. Robert Arnault, MD, CBS medical correspondent, praised McKay D's heart program in his book, The Best Medicine, How to Choose the Top Doctors, the Top Hospitals, and the Top Treatments. In fact, McKay D's heart program has been cited for excellence everywhere, from Fortune magazine to the Discovery Channel. With one of the finest hospitals in Utah, Weber North Davis area, complete health care has never been so convenient or so affordable. Independent sources have proven that IHC, a not-for-profit health care system, charges 30% less than the national average. When you choose McKD and IHC health plans, you're choosing the easily accessible, cost-conscious, proven quality health care that's gained national recognition.
Weber State basketball at the Big Sky Tournament on AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Big Sky Conference Tournament Final Game, Weber State and the University of Montana. Montana leading by 116-15. Wildcats from the field are 6 out of 13, and the Grizzlies are 6 out of 14. And not many long rangers yet. Each team 1 out of 1 from long range so far in this ball game, with 11:43 to go before halftime. And Dutch, I thought the forwards would be very key. Kirk Smith and Jimmy DeGraffenried, they are scoreless at this point. DeGraffenried 0 for 2, Kirk Smith 0 for 3.
Yeah, they've got to really step up, because that's your inside-outside game, and Reuben can't do it all. Jimmy's got to knock him down, and he had some shots inside, and he just wasn't aggressive enough, and he got him blocked. You got to get fouled. You got to do a little ham and egg act in there and get to the free throw line anyway, especially if you're going to shoot that ball inside that three-point area or three-second area.
Surprising rebounding tallies right now, 10-5 in favor of Montana. Walker for three, left side, too long. Rebound, Andy Smith. Takes it right away from his teammate, Lewis Lawson. He'll hand it to Nemhard, and he'll slow it down as he gets it into the front court. 16-15, Montana. 11:20 to go here in the first half. They're at the D-Event Center in Ogden. Andy Smith comes up high post, fakes a pass inside, and they swing it to the left to Nemhard. Nemhard still in three-point territory. Up top, Lofton launches a three, long. Rebound, high in the air. Samuelson has it for Montana. And he'll hand it to Brandon Dade, ahead to Walker. Walker pushing it down, right side to Lake. Lake in three-point land. Lofton finally greets him with the defense. Up top to Dade, he'll hand it on back to Walker, and they'll reset the offense. Grizzlies by one, 16-15, with 10:49 to go in the half. Right corner, it goes to Jeremy Lake. Couple of dribbles, hands it to Dade. Dade underneath on a pass to Kempfert. Turn around, jump shot, a little bit long. Rebound, Nemhard. Top rebounding guard in the Big Sky Conference, Reuben Nemhard. Slowing it down again. He'll hand it to Lofton. And the Grizzlies are in a man-to-man. The Wildcats are loving that. They have been stymied. Here's a three by Andy Smith. Good! Andy Smith! Oh, my! That's one of those no, 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 yes,
wow,
yes, yes.
Don't shoot a nice shot. That's a don't shoot a nice shot scenario.
18-16, Wildcats. Kempfert straight away in three land. So Walker with Nemhard guarding him. Here's Lake getting a screen, doesn't use it, penetrates, dishes off the glass, no good. Samuelson boards it back up and in. Samuelson with 4 points, timeout by an official. Lentfer went down in a heap and has to be helped back up. Wildcat basketball brought to you by Your Valet, with 7 locations in the Weber Davis area. Your Valet Fine Dry Cleaners, proud to be a sponsor of Weber State basketball. Serving all of your clothing care needs, Your Valet. And by Supersonic Car Wash, your soft touch car wash. Winter snow, mud, and salt can kill your car. Supersonic Car Wash can be the best friend your car ever had. Supersonic 3851 Riverdale. And we are tied for the third time in this game, 18 apiece. To Graffenried to the free throw line, to Lentford. He has a 15-footer that he passes up. DeGraffenried fakes the three, now steps back and shoots it. No good. Rebound, Lake in the lane. And Lake will slow it down for the Grizzlies. Well, DeGraffenried struggled with his threes last night in the win against Idaho State when he went 1-for-9. Hasn't been able to hit one here yet tonight in a couple of tries. Here's Dade, deep right corner. Doesn't take the three. Instead, inside to Samuelson. Jump shot blocked. Andy Smith got the mitt on it. Lenfer brings it down. Right wing to Lofton. Into the front court, and Lou will slow it down. Cross court, Nemhard. Nemhard, 15-foot jumper right side, one-handed, no good. Samuelson rebound. Outlet to Lake. We're tied at 18, nearing 9 minutes to go first half. Lake with the dribble. Up top, he goes to Samuelson. Samuelson penetrates and loses the handle, stolen by Nemhard, who pickpocketed him. Nemhard weaves his way into the front court, into the lane, scoops up the shot. It's good. If it goes, it won't go. He's fouled and will shoot two. Oh, that one hung up there. It wanted to drop, but it didn't.
You know, the big difference right now in that score in that ball game is the rebounding. And again, Weaver's not getting any second rebounds off that offensive board. And they're letting Montana get in on those offensive rebounds. So rebounding is a big key right now. I think that Montana has the edge, and I think that's why they're hanging in there right at this time. Got to crank the rebounding up a couple of notches, Kurt.
That personal foul was against Brandon Dade, his first, and Montana's fifth team foul. And Nembhard will shoot two. Reuben, one out of two at the line tonight. He has 10 of Weber State's 18 points. Free throw up and no good. He misses again. This is a player who last year shot 59% from the free throw line, increased it this year to 71%. His second one on the way and good. Rattles it in, 11 for Nembhard. Wildcats by one, 19-18. 8:50 to go in the half. Shane Belknap is back into the ball game, and he brings it across the timeline. Nembhard with the man-to-man defense. Belknap gets away, circles around to the free throw line, hands it to Lake. Lake on the perimeter right. Nembhard now on him after they switch players. And Lake wants to take Reuben. Lake still with a dribble. 14 on the shot and a whistle underneath away from the ball. And a 3-second violation.
Yeah, good call. It's been in there all night long, and that's the first time they've called it. Those big Montana kids are posting up and staying in there. And with three officials, they've got to call that thing. If they don't call it, then it shouldn't be a rule. That's a good call that time.
Yeah, that's the same thing I think about the hand check in this rule.
There's no question about it. If it's a rule, enforce it. If it isn't, then don't forget to take it out.
You're right. If it isn't, you do it until you get until they call it. And that's what the Grizzlies did. They were camping down the lane until they got caught. Justin Tebbs into the ball game, handling on the left side to Lofton, down to Smith, back to Tebbs. Up top, Nembhard doesn't take the three. Lofton on the wing left. Over the defense to Kirk Smith on an alley-oop, but he missed it. And Samuelson hauls it down. Samuelson was over his back, and there was no whistle. And the Weber State coaching staff is livid on the sideline. Under 8 minutes to go in the half. Weber State by one, 19-18. Belknap handling the point. Dribbling down to the right wing. Bouncing it down low. Mishandled by Samuelson. A foul on Weber State. As Samuelson turned around and tried to jump it up.
I don't know. Official. It's a one-way shot. You got to call it both ways, Kurt. They're getting hammered down there, and it's got to be called both ways.
Well, the Wildcats are getting homered at home.
And Kenner's out of the game. And if he's going to call it, then call it both ways.
Samuelson with 6 rebounds to his credit. 4 points and at the line. Good free throw shooter, 75% for a big guy. His free throw, no good. I jinxed him.
Jinxed him again.
He's 16 out of 18 from the free throw line against Weber State this season. Second one for the right-hander from Broadus, Montana. Up on the way and good. He has 5 points. Timeout. We're tied again with 7:48 to go. We'll take a break. Weber State 19, Montana 19 on 1430 KLO.
First, I want to share this award with the coach.
Look at him. He's a foot taller than the coach.
I don't care. He's still my little boy.
I can't wait to see the look on his face when he opens his gift from us.
And finally, I want to thank my mom and dad for believing in me. This award really belongs to them.
Mom and Dad never got to see the look on Phil's face. Don't drink and drive. We'd rather wait. The Lindquist Mortuaries and Cemeteries.
He would break down and cry because the kids would make fun of him when he was asked to read orally. It was really horrible to watch.
This is Sandy Duncan with a Sylvan success story every parent should hear.
He's been gone about 6 months to Sylvan, and the progress has just been tremendous.
That was the first time I ever made the honor roll. I made my parents proud.
Sylvan Learning Center can boost your child's grades and self-esteem. So call your local center now, 1-800-EDUCATE. That's 1-800-EDUCATE.
Sylvan Learning Center in Ogden.
The Wildcats at the Big Sky Tournament on AM 1430 KLO Ogden, Salt Lake.
Along with statistician Scott Miller, my partner Dutch Belknap, I'm Kurt Wilson. We're at the D Event Center in Ogden, where Dutch, some surprising rebounding tallies here early, keeping Montana right there.
Yeah, I knew that was a difference. It's 15-8 for Montana, and that's the reverse. They've really got to keep them off the board.
Of those 15 rebounds for the Grizz, 5 on the offensive end, and Weber State has just 1 offensive after they gathered in 23 offensive rebounds last night against Idaho State. Turnovers, none for Weber State, 4 for Montana. And we're tied 19-all.
Got Kurt Smith back in. Maybe we get a little more rebounding power. He's quick and he's agile. It's going to be interesting.
Lewis Lofton will bring it down. It looks like they're going to put that half-court trap on again. Belknap comes up. Lofton gets a note. They're not putting the full-fledged trap on, just a matchup zone. Tebbs up top to Nembhard, right side perimeter to Andy Smith. They come out and greet him after he hit that earlier three. He'll hand to Tebbs and back to Lofton. 15 on the shot clock. To Nembhard, left wing, three-pointer for Reuben. Got it! Reuben Nembhard has 14, a couple of threes on the night. It's 22-19 as the Wildcats hit their third three in five attempts in this game. 22-19, 7:09 to go first half. Wildcats leading the Grizz. Belknap with the dribble. Wildcats are settling back into a zone. Here's a three from Samuelson. No good. Andy Smith the rebound. That zone defense, you get better rebounding position. Andy Smith had a triangle of Wildcats right around him. No way any Grizzly was going to get that ball. Grizzlies back in a 2-3 matchup zone. 22-19, Cats by three. Right side, Lofton. He's in the wing, perimeter. Cross court to Andy Smith. Back up to Nembhard. Almost shot the three. Instead penetrates. Puts up a shot too hard. Taps the rebound. One hand. And puts it in. Left-handed for Tebbs, who's playing with a very sore shoulder. Belknap gets into the lane, back out to Lake. Right side, Foya. Offensive foul, Montana. Somebody threw an elbow, I think Belknap did, trying to get away from the defense.
Okay, we're on a run now. When I say that, I think defensively we stopped them the last two or three times down. And they're not really aggressive in that zone. It's kind of a stand, hold your arms up. And I think with patience and good interior passing, we're going to get some good shots out of that zone, Kirk.
24-19, Weber State. Lofton straight away, bounces it to Andy Smith out in the three-point circle. Kirk Smith to Lofton. Faces in, doesn't take the three. Tebbs penetrates, spins at the free throw line, goes up, has it blocked by Foya. Ball is back into the hands of Tebbs, and he hands it to Nembhard. Wing left, 12 on the shot. Nembhard circles around up top. Belknap in the man-to-man. Nembhard has eight. Watch him go. Into the lane. Dishes underneath. A foul, a reach-in against the Grizzlies. Belknap with his third personal foul. And that will take him to the Grizzly bench. Nope, they just say that's his second. They just give him two. And one down there premature. So two for Belknap.
I think the nice thing, it puts you in the bonus. And again, I think Weber's being patient. They're doing it defensively. I think their only lack right now, Kirk, is rebounding. They've got to keep them off of the offensive boards, and they got to get on the offensive boards themselves.
Wildcat basketball, all KLO, has been brought to you by the Bank of Utah. If you're over 50, you can expand your horizon with the Top 50 Platinum checking account. Check the savings and value of Top 50 Platinum only at the Bank of Utah. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Housing Lender. Kurt Wilson along with Dutch Belknap. Winner goes to the NCAA tournament. For one of these teams, it will be a fun afternoon tomorrow watching the selection show at 4 o'clock Mountain Time. And already, Dutch, the Wildcats, who played an extremely tough schedule, have seen teams such as Purdue, who they played earlier this year, Old Dominion, Utah, are already going to go to the big dance. The teams that they have played, as Nembhard lines up the free throw, missed it, doesn't get the bonus. Tebbs almost had the board, but Belknap runs it down. So Nembhard misses his third miss of the night at the line. Here's Lake, three-pointer. No, he's not going to take it. Instead, circles down to the baseline. They cross-court it to Spoya, left side. Spoya up top, Belknap penetrates. Dishes off to Spoya. He shoots the three. No good, really. Up in the air, off the back iron. Tebbs the rebound. Oh, Justin Tebbs has come to play tonight with 5:34 to go in the half.
Nice. He's done a nice job on the rebounds. He's very active. He's very alert.
And here's what the Wildcats need, the crowd to continue to be into it as they stand with an ovation. 24-19, Weber State. Nembhard for three, no good. Rebound, Kirk Smith bats it out of bounds. And there's a whistle, and I think Smith has been whistled for a foul. He might have been over Kempford's back. And he was. Second personal against Kirk Smith. Six team fouls against Weber State. Here comes Nate Coville, the 6'9" junior, back into the game. Samuelson suit. Boy, that would have been a big three to have gone down for Reuben because the crowd was standing and really into it. Instead, it went a little bit to the right. 24-19 Wildcats. Into the corner, Spoya back up to Belknap. Nembhard chasing him around the perimeter, just daring him to shoot. Spoya down low. Andy Smith steps in front of Kempfert, and Tebb steps in, grabs the ball. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow gives it to Montana. But again, Tebbs with another fine play, this time on the defensive end.
Yeah, really, really active. You know, he had a second degree separation, and he was doubtful. He didn't play in the shoot-around today. He stood around with ice on his shoulder. Boy, he's playing a man possessed right now.
Substitutions, DeGraff and Reed and Lentfer are in. Lofton and Kirk Smith sit. Belknap to inbound from underneath. 5:01 to go in the half. Belknap looking in. Now he goes to Coville, who bullies in, puts up a shot, misses it, and Andy Smith hauls down the rebound. That was a little dog shot missed by Koval after he bullied himself into the lane and had a two-foot jumper. 24-19, Wildcats with the lead in the ball. 4:47, the clock is running, first half. Nembhard down on Andy Smith. Kaboom! As he dunks it. And some emotion from the big guy from West Valley City. 26-19, Wildcats by 7. 4:33 to go in the half. Belknap, belt high dribble. To Koval, free throw line. To Jeremy Lake, who hasn't had a three attempt in the game. 7-0, Weber State run. Giving them a 7-point lead. Belknap in the corner to Spoya. Spoya back to Belknap as they work the perimeter. 9 on the shot. Belknap for 3. Straight up. No good. Front iron. Rebound. Kempfer tips it to Spoya. Back to Lake. He'll shoot a 3. No good. Rebound. Andy Smith loses the handle, but Lenford's got it. And a whistle and a foul against Belknap. And that will be number 3.
I tell you, they're really active on the boards now, and they're really active at the loose ball. And that's the big difference in this game, is they've got to be active. They've got to go after the loose ball, and they're doing that right
that,
now.
Have you seen as much emotion as we're seeing from the bench that we've seen all season long? I haven't seen it. This
no,
is amazing.
I really haven't. And you've got to do that, boy. You've got to let it all out. You've got one gas tank, and you've got to empty it in this game.
Now that foul on Belknap, number 3, and the Wildcats are in the bonus, and it'll be Lempfer shooting 1-1. Last night he was at the line 3 times, missed the front end all 3 times, and hit the second. He needs to hit this to get a second, and he does. Couple of points for the Bear. Can't say enough about what he did last night with 13 rebounds, 8 on the offensive end. An outstanding effort for the senior from Anchorage, Alaska.
His
with
father,
his father was
out here helping him with his free throws, he and Coach Beglin, and it was interesting. His father just looked down and gave me the thumbs up.
And it helped because the Bear hits another 3 points for Ledford. 28-19, largest lead of the game for Weber State. And we're down to 3:58 to go in the first half. Here's Kirk Walker straight away. Up top to Samuelson. Wildcat down in the zone. Nembhard bats a pass away, but Walker recovers near half court. Walker hurries to the wing right. Up top to Samuelson. Fakes the three. Gives it back to Walker. Dribbles the perimeter to Spoya. He'll launch a three. This one's off the mark. Rebound to Graffenried. Wildcat starting to rebound, Dutch.
Yeah, you've got to do that. You've got to be active. And once you're active, you're in that whole ball game and are asleep for the first 6-7 minutes of that ball game.
Montana is 1 out of 7 from three-point territory. 28-19 Weber State. Nembhard, spin move, in the lane, goes up, has it knocked away, gets it right back. Rubin loses the handle, gets it again, goes to the baseline, up to the wing left to Ledford. 10 on the shot. Ledford, 15-foot jumper is long. Rebound to Koval of Montana. Throws an elbow, gets away with it. Now led to Walker into the front court. Walker, wing left to Spoya. Spoya dribbles up and hands it back to Walker under 3 minutes. Wow. The Graffenried and Ledford both came across. And got a piece of him. Boy, did they call intentional foul?
No, I don't think so.
No, they didn't. Just the regular. And it was to Graffenried. Looks like Bill Kennedy was going to come up and give us that intentional foul signal, but he didn't. Brandon Dade and J.R. Campbell come into the Grizzly lineup with Walker and Lake leaving. Boy, Lake has been shut out. He scored 30 points in the 2 games previous and has nothing to show for tonight so far. At the line, Chris Spoya, 5 points, 2 for 2 at the line. His free throw is good. And it's 32-26 with 27 seconds remaining here in the half. Nate Koval replaces Samuelson. Andy Smith will come in for Weber State, replacing Kirk Smith. Andy Smith has had a nice first half. 32-26. As Spoya lines up his second free throw. Trying to make it 4 in a row, but he misses it. Long tabs the rebound. Wildcats could play for one shot. Well, last night they could have 2 and didn't, and they ended up with 5 points in a couple of possessions.
They're going to get a half-court trap here. They got to get the ball in the middle.
Lenford, left wing to Tebb, 14 seconds left in the half. They do get the trap. Back to Tebb. 11, 10, clock down to 9. Here's the double way out to half-court to Nembhard. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Dade steals, and then Nembhard reaches in and fouls him with 4 seconds remaining in the half. And the Grizz will be able to shoot free throws again. Well, that's half-court trap. And knocked the ball away. Rubin didn't get the whistle he wanted.
Yeah, and the ball should always go in the middle. You shouldn't take it down the side. Ron worked on it all day. You got to get the ball in the middle. Then you got 2 or 3 ways to go. You get it down the sideline, they cut off your passing lane, and you have a tough time with it.
Now the Grizzlies, who are trailing by 11, can get right back at it. Cut it to 4 with a couple of free throws here. Brandon Dade, 1 and 1, hits the 1. He'll get another. 76% free throw shooter, a sophomore out of Los Angeles, California. Grizzlies will take everybody off the line with 4 seconds left and take everybody down to defensive position. And we'll pick up at half court after either the make or the miss. Dade's second free throw is good. Wildcats have 4 seconds, and they want a 20-second timeout. They're going to try to set up a play. 4 seconds is a lot of time. You can get it down and maybe get a good look at it. 32-28, Weber State. We'll keep it here with a 20-second timeout. And we will tell you that Wildcat basketball is brought to you in part by the Total Fitness Center, Ogden's downtown health club. From the pool and the track to the basketball courts, they feature everything for fun and fitness. You can pick up a short or long-term membership at the Total Fitness Center, 550 25th Street in Ogden. And by Young Chevrolet Geo and Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC Truck, your best selection of GM cars and trucks in northern Utah, right here in Layton. Now, Dutch, with 4 seconds left, what kind of play can you design?
Well, I think it depends on what the defense is doing. You can't put the ball, you roll the ball up. You've got to try to pass at the half, get it to somebody in the open court. It looks like they're going to do a three-quarter court. So the ball has got to probably, with the three-quarter court, you got to get it in the middle and get it to a shooter. You can't touch around it. And
they'll go the length of the court. Lenfer down to Tebbs. He'll shoot a three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound. Nemhard scores at the buzzer. The putback is good.
That's what you do. You miss a shot. You grab the offensive rebound and knock it in. That's just like Ron designed it, and you know that.
He drew that one up just like you would.
Yes, sir.
Big bucket for the Wildcats. The Grizz were on a 9-2 run, but now the Wildcats get the bucket at the buzzer, and we're at halftime. Weber State 34, Montana 28. And we'll be back to recap it right after this on 1430 KLO.
When Ogden business leader Frank M. Browning founded the Bank of Utah, he envisioned a financial institution that would respond to the needs of the people and the businesses of this community. Today, 42 years later, Bank of Utah is still owned and managed by local people who are dedicated to the growth of our community and the security of our families. Throughout those 42 years, Bank of Utah has served a solid base of loyal customers who have welcomed personal, responsive financial assistance. Now, more than ever, it is important to get help and counsel from concerned professionals to whom the human element is still vital. Despite all the changes in banking, that human element still exists at Bank of Utah. Visit us and experience the difference. Bank of Utah, after 42 years, still Northern Utah's community bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Across the Wasatch Front, people are concerned about change. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe there's a lot you can do to stay in control and ahead of your financial future. If you're a government employee, either civil service or active duty military, and you're coming up on separation or retirement, you could benefit from one of Farm Bureau's transition options seminars. There's no fee, and the next one will be held Tuesday evening, March 21st, at the Central Branch Library in Layton. Give us a call at 825-4081 to reserve your seats. Space is limited, so call 825-4081.
Hills Furniture Square is proud to support Weber State basketball. In shopping for quality furniture or Serta mattresses, make sure you see Hills Furniture Square. Hills absolutely has Utah's best sofa selection. Nobody has more styles, colors, and variety. They also have over 100 deluxe catnapper recliners. And for a great night's sleep, the world's best mattress from Serta. Hills Furniture Square in Ogden.
Okay, I'm here. Let's go.
But we just got here.
So, we'll just go back home.
Why?
Because we're looking at a truck.
But it's a Dodge Ram truck from Hinckley Dodge, and it's gorgeous.
It's still a truck. How will I look driving a truck to Heather's on Friday night?
You look spectacular.
Why did I let you drag me down here?
You've got to give it a chance. It's not like other trucks.
Yes, it is. It even says Magnum V8, and that one says V10. And they've got 4x4 on them.
Yeah, I know, but get inside.
Okay.
Go ahead, sit behind the wheel.
All right.
Start it up.
Ooh, so this is a Dodge Ram truck from Hinckley Dodge?
Well, what do you think?
It's so nice inside. And it doesn't make truck noises when you drive it.
No.
It drives like a car.
Yeah.
Honey, can we get it with a Cummins diesel?
The all-new Dodge Ram truck at Hinckley Dodge in Salt Lake and Ogden, where we sell Dodge, Dodge, and only Dodge.
This is the Big Sky Tournament on AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
34-28, Weber State leading Montana here at halftime. And Dutch, as Montana's Grizzlies went to the locker room. Blaine Taylor veered to the scorer's table and had a few words for the score timer here.
I think Blaine thought it was a slow clock, but that really was. The ball didn't hit the floor. I mean, it was a pass, and Ted took a shot, hit the board. Reuben was there and knocked it in, and you can do that in 4 seconds. And so I think just out of frustration, because I'm sure he didn't want that last basket to go in.
Now, that was a momentum changer possibly for Weber State, because the Wildcats, after the fourth tie of the game, 19 apiece, scored 11 straight points to lead by 11, 30-19. Then the Grizzlies went on a 9-2 run of their own to get within four, and then Nembhard buzzer-beating rebound putback, giving the Wildcats a six-point lead at the break. 18 for Nembhard, the only Wildcat in double figures, and as a matter of fact, the two forwards for Weber State have not scored. Kirk Smith and Jimmy DeGraffenried, 0-0. But on the flip side, for Montana, their leading scorer, Matt Kempfert, with 9. Their guards haven't scored. Shane Belknap and Jeremy Lake, 0-0.
Yeah, it's. I think Jimmy's got to get in the game, and he's got to feel comfortable about it. And Kirk, I don't know if Kirk's just standing or they're not getting the ball. A little tougher against his zone, but Kirk's probably got to maybe horse the boards a little bit more and make some of his own offense by offensive rebounding. And I think the thing that turned the tide is in the last 7 or 8 minutes, Weber got active on the boards. It was 15-8 at one time, and now I think it's 18-15. And so Weber has cranked it up a couple notches, and they got to continue that. They've got to out-rebound this team in order to win.
43% shooting for Weber State, 34% shooting for Montana, including 1 of 8 from three-point territory. Cats lead it at the break, 34-28. Boyd Harris is next with a halftime scoreboard on 1430 KLO.
Some things never change. That's the way it ought to be. Like good old American dedication to pride and equality. So for people like you who work with the land and work with their hands every day, we're still serving your needs at home and on the farm. We're IFA.
This is the Wildcat Halftime Show, brought to you by Young Chevrolet Geo, Young Pontiac, Cadillac, GMC Trucks in Layton, and Golden West Credit Union, with service on a first-name basis. And now, here's Boyd Harris.
Once again, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the studios of KLO here in Ogden. Nice to have you listening along on this rainy Saturday night, just about 7 o'clock now, and you're in tune with KLO, Ogden and Salt Lake City. Wildcats lead it at halftime, as you heard Kurt and Dutch just telling us, 34-28. Exciting times at the D Event Center, and hopefully a win for the Wildcats tonight. And the Big Sky Championship on into the big dance, on into the 64 in the NCAA. Well, we'll see how this one turns out. Second half action on the way in just moments. Top 25 college basketball action around the country. A lot of games are complete now. Oklahoma State defeating number 16 Oklahoma. Huge upset there, 74-58 in a big in-state game.